Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse brings you a play from Upstage Surrey. And by the way, Upstage Surrey ask us to get some feedback regarding these regular offerings. Could you email any feedback to Upstage Theatre Company, figure 4, at gmail.com? That's Upstage Theatre Company, the figure 4, at gmail.com. And they do work hard, and all the feedback, good and otherwise, would be appreciated by this non-membership-funded local drama group. So tell them what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to hear more of.
Upstage Surrey presents The Pope in the Garden by Peter Shaw.
Sit here, Your Holiness.
Yes. Please, just Father Benedict.
Forgive me, Father.
There is nothing to forgive. I'm not sure I know your name.
Uriel, Father Uriel.
Uriel?
Oh, it's an unusual name, but I am English.
Oh, I could tell.
Oh, it's hard for me to accept your change. I had your photograph on my table for so long. I prayed for you every day for 8 years when you were Pope.
Oh, thank you, my son.
Your book, Holiness is Always in Season, was a great comfort to me during a difficult time.
Oh, bless you.
I must admit I struggle with Jesus of Nazareth.
Oh, many did. I was cautioned not to write it while still in office, but I wanted to offer my own interpretation. While I had to uphold the Catholic tradition, I felt called to relate my own perspective on the historical context of Jesus' life.
And it was quite lengthy. I mean, 3 volumes.
It was well received. The tablet said it was all the better for being written in the usual crystal-clear Ratzinger style.
I did finish it. All 3 books taught me a lot about perseverance.
Good.
Then I read From the Depths of Our Hearts, Priesthood, Celibacy and the Crisis of the Catholic Church, which really zipped along. I loved that.
Father Uriel, are you here all morning?
Father Francis asked me to see to you after breakfast. I'm afraid I have some duties to perform, so I can't stay long.
Oh, no, that is no problem.
Thank you. There's a group of British visitors. The tour guide has fallen ill. The meatball soup.
Oh, yes. The meatball soup.
So I'm hoping to take them to see the Basilica. Oh, and then the museums. I will try to be back at lunch.
There is no rush. Go with my blessing, Father Uriel.
I must ask you, are you ready to depart?
Well, that is a profound question, my son. Over my many years, I have prepared my heart to meet my Saviour. But I feel I still have much to contribute in this world, even if I am retired. I mean, I have plans to set up a library.
I just meant, would you like to go inside? It's a bit nippy.
Nippy? My English is...
Oh, cold. It's getting a little cold.
Oh, well, I will warm my soul in prayer and contemplation. I am happy to sit here quietly in the garden, in the cool of the day.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bless you, Father Benedict.
Oh, bless you, Father Uriel.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Forgive me?
Oh, it's my fate. They're killing me. I looked at my step count and we've done 6,568 steps already today. All the way across Rome. Wrong footwear. Now, he wants me to traipse around all these old buildings and look at bits of old junk in a museum. Some chance, I think.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Oh, I'm Evelyn. Is it all right if I sit here? I've escaped.
Escape?
Yes, from the tour. 5 hours, they said. Minimum. So I said I needed to pee and slink it off. I just need to rest my feet. Oh, love your bridge shoes, by the way. So is it okay if I stop here for a minute or two?
Sorry,
I didn't ask your name.
It's Father Benedict.
I like Cumberbatch.
My English is not so good. Isn't that a sort of a sash that you wear around your middle?
No, the actor. You must have seen Sherlock.
Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, but the new one with him out the Hobbits.
A Hobbit is in the new Sherlock Holmes? Is that not a little strange?
You should watch it. It's great. I went a bit off the Boylan series, fool.
My English is a little weak.
Oh, sorry, I don't speak Italian.
I am German, but I do speak Italian, French, Spanish, a little Portuguese, Latin, of course, Hebrew, and ancient Greek. But my English is a little rusty.
Oh, well, you seem to be getting on okay, mate. I flippin' hated French at school. Free shalka, do my vu, do my vu. Sonne le matina, ding dang dong, ding dang dong. All that crap. It's enough to drive you nuts.
Nuts? That you eat?
No, not like that. Like, you know, bonkers.
Bonkers?
Crazy, bonkers.
Bonkers means crazy? Great word. I will use that.
You some sort of a monk, Benny?
In a way. I have devoted the end of my life to prayer and contemplation.
Oh, good on you, mate. It's all about mindfulness now, isn't it? You've got to look after your mental health. And not many men admit that, so well done you, Bean.
Well, thank you. Forgive me, but why are you here?
My bloody boyfriend.
Bloody?
You know, he's a wanker.
Wanker?
He dragged me all the way here on false pretenses.
Oh, what did he tell you? Did he lie?
Right, well, I was about to split up with him. You know, what with him being a wanker and all.
Oh.
But then he comes over and says he won a competition. Do I want an all-expenses-paid ticket to Rome? So, I thought, can I put up with the tosser for one more weekend? Turns out I can't.
You've left your boyfriend?
Left him in the queue, yes. He didn't say nothing about a whole day being dragged around some old cathedrals and in a boring museum. And rows and rows and rows of silly hats, Benny.
But there are many beautiful buildings here, and the museums are sacred.
Look, I don't know about you, Bing, but I prefer to sit here in the garden. If you want to speak to some great old geezer in the sky, you won't find him inside some dusty old cathedral. He'd be hanging out with you and me on this bench, right? With the birds and the bees. Oh, sorry, Bean, if that sounded a bit rude.
I am not sure I understood it all, but yes, I find convening with the divine much easier in creation.
Oh, that's a better way of putting it. You should write that down, Beanie. Sorry, am I disturbing you?
Oh, no. I don't get to meet many people like you.
I don't know, that's a compliment, you know.
It is.
Oh, so I suppose I'm single again. Are you married?
No.
Got any kids?
I am not married.
Yeah, but do you got any kids?
No.
Yeah, nor me. I hope to at some point. Oh, sorry, that's a bit insensitive, isn't it, Benny? It's a bit late for you.
I have many whom I look upon as my children, or were my children.
Oh, nieces and nephews. We have a big family. You got any brothers or sisters?
A brother and a sister who were older than me. Now both gone. I was very fond of my cousin when we were growing up. We were the same age. We spent many summer days playing together.
Oh, back in Germany?
In Machtel, Bavaria. A beautiful village. There is nothing like the countryside of your youth.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Croydon, so I'm... You still in touch with your cousin?
He died. No, he was killed.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I am sorry, Binny. I didn't mean to pry.
It is part of who I am. It was in the time of the Nazis. He had trisomy 21.
Sorry?
Down syndrome.
And they killed him for that?
Yes.
Bloody hell, bastards!
The Nazis took him away and murdered him during the Action T4 campaign. It is still a source of great sadness to me, even today.
Are you a hugger?
Am I a what?
Hugs. Do you like hugs, cuddles?
I'm not sure.
Well, I am. Oh, come here.
Oh, thank you, my sister.
Hey, everything feels a bit better after a hug, right?
You know, it does. It does. What did you say your name was?
Evelyn. But I prefer Eve.
Appropriate, in the garden.
Well, actually, I hate my name. It was always so embarrassing at school.
Oh, but it is a beautiful name. I believe it means life or to live.
Yeah, well, Google told me it meant hazelnut.
Like bonkers?
What? No, not nuts. Just the nut. I hate my name because it's the same as my mother's. Can you imagine how awful that is when you're a kid, Binny? What's your mum's name? Evelyn. Same as your name. They used to call me Evelyn the Evil Twin. Nicer people still called me Evelyn the Second. Why would you do that to someone?
I really don't know.
Oh, excuse me, Whittering On. You probably want to have a quiet morning, didn't you?
Well, I did. But this is pleasant too.
Look, I'll shut my big mouth for a while and we can enjoy the silence.
I do like to sit here and just let the world fade away.
Yeah, I mean, the world is so fucked up, right?
I cannot disagree.
Yeah, but what can you do?
Well, I like to rest here, just to be with the Almighty and pray. It can be a great comfort.
Well, better than doom-scrolling all the shit that's happening in the world, that's for sure, Binny. I have to get my head out of the bollocks. Digital detox. Do you have any guilty pleasures?
Guilty pleasures? I'm not sure. What...
You know, something you know is a bit shit, but you love it anyway.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, everyone has a guilty pleasure. I like Made in Chelsea. I come home from my shitty job, put my PJs on, open a bottle of Prosecco, grab a box of Celebrations and just binge. That stupid office can piss right off for the night.
You work in an office?
Call centre.
Is it a good job?
Nah, mate. You phone people up and try to flog them stuff.
Sorry, my English too.
You phone people and you sell them things. Insurance, pensions, any old shit really. But I was bloody good at it.
Was?
I was great when I was on the phones. Top of the leaderboard, Benny. I rang that bell more than anyone else in my time.
But not anymore?
They only went and promoted me, didn't they? Made me a team leader.
Well, was that not a good thing?
I never wanted that. Being in charge of loads of people, having to go to all those meetings, all that stress, but just a few extra quid. No, no. After a while, I asked him if I could stop, go back to the phones when I was happy.
You wanted to step down. I know that feeling.
Yeah, but everyone was like, why do you want to give it up? It's better money, nice office. It took bloody ages convincing him, but I did it. And now I'm back on the phones where I belong.
Well, we are more similar than I first thought.
Oh, thank you, Bing. That's lovely. But you still haven't told me your guilty secret.
I'm not sure.
Oh, come on, Bane, you can tell me.
Well, sometimes when I close my eyes and start to pray, this song comes into my head and distracts me.
See, there is something. What's the song?
I don't know where I heard it, but it goes something like this. Da di di da di da di da di da da di da 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 Macarena. Da di di da 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 di da 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 Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
Bailey, you said it. It's the flipping Macarena.
Is it famous?
Not half. Would you like to hear it?
I'm not sure it will help with my prayers. Do you have a recording?
No, but I have Alexa. Alexa, play the Macarena.
Oh, that's my song.
I've always wondered what it means. Do you know?
I didn't catch it all.
Well, let me Google the lyrics. Here you go, Bing.
Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Oh, goodness.
What is it? Is it rude?
Yeah. Give a little loving to your body, Macarena, because your body is made to give it joy and good things. Give a little loving to your body, Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
Hey! That's not too bad. You can't argue with joy and good things. And love.
I wrote a book about love. God's love. It was called Love and Truth.
Oh, that's sweet. Because my boyfriend, he says he's a Catholic, but I don't think he loves anything. He loves cars and money, but I don't think he really loves anyone. Apart from himself. And that is not love, is it, Benny?
Not really.
Yeah, if you love someone, it doesn't matter who it is, because it's love. Love is love. Right, Benny boy?
I would say it is a little more complicated.
How? You're a monk. What did Jesus say about love?
Well, he said to love one another is...
Well, there you go. And he's a top guy, right?
Yes, but...
Do you know the dance?
What dance?
Bean, the Macarena.
There's a dance?
Oh, Beanie boy, you cannot just listen to the Macarena. You have to do the dance.
Oh, my legs are not what they were.
Oh, it's easy. My nan can do it and she's 96 and has rickets. Let me show you. Right. You put your arms out in front of you like that. Then you turn your reins up, one, and then the other. Then you put your right hand on your left shoulder. Your left hand on your right shoulder. Then you put your hands on the back of the head, one at a time. Then you bring them back down to the opposite hips, one at a time. And then you cross them over and put on the other hips. And you shake your hips and you jump and you turn. And then you clap and repeat. Come on, Ben. Your turn.
I'm not sure.
I'll give it a go, Ben.
Oh, okay. You guide me.
Okay. Right. Ready? Arms out.
Okay.
Hand, shoulder, hip. Oh, we forgot the heat. We'll do it again. You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Hands out, hands. Up, shoulder, heat. Hip, cross over, jump. That was great. See, you're a natural.
I am not sure about that.
But it was fun, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, I am tired now.
Did you give a little loving to your body, Ben?
Yes, I must rest now.
Yeah, I best be off anyway. It's been lovely meeting you. Sorry if I was a bit full on.
I have learnt many things from you.
Am I the answer to your prayers?
Maybe you are, maybe you are. What is your name, so I can pray for you? Your whole name?
I mean, it's awful, Ben. Evelyn Engel. Eve Engel. Eve Engel. What were they thinking?
Engel? That's German. It means angel.
Oh, that's nice. Hazelnut angel.
That's bonkers.
See you, Ben. Don't forget to keep dancing.
I will. Thank you. Thank you.
Who are you talking to?
The lady. The dancing lady.
There's no one.
She was here.
I can't see anyone.
Oh. She left. She was here.
I think maybe we should get you inside for a rest. Are you ready to depart now?
Yes. Yes. I think I am ready now.
Come on, Father Benedict.
Do you know the song Macarena?
I believe I do.
But do you know the dance?
I'm not sure.
I can teach it to you. It's very easy.
Maybe after you've had a rest.
Hey, Macarena. Hey!
You have been listening to The Pope in the Garden, written and directed by Peter Shaw and edited by Colin Hansford. Featuring Adam Woods as Pope Benedict, John Howell as Father Uriel, and Taryn Meeker as Evelyn. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment written and performed by local people for local people. Thank you.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.